Hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. All right. And so our next topic is the new COVID restrictions. What do you think about those? They're really going pretty hard in the DMV area. What's your thoughts?
And Biden just announced that he's going to have this agenda where we're going to have to get the booster shots. Now, people who are pro vaccine, which is me, I'm pro vaccine because I feel like the world is crawling with all these new things. And I feel like some of them are for us. And of course, I know for a fact, some of them aren't for us because you see the pop-ups on TV in the middle of the night. If you had this vaccine, you took this medication, call for this number because there's a lawsuit going on. So I know it all ain't good. So we just know that. But when you tell us we have a vaccine that might need a booster shot, when we're all topsy-turvy about it anyway, even the people who are pro-vaccine.
And you just got it. It's not like you got it 2 years ago.
Right. So, and they're saying, oh, well, it's just like the flu vaccine. You need to get it in the fall and then you need to get it in the winter. And I get what they're saying with that, but this is so new to us and so scary. It's like, and now you're trying to give us the booster on top of all the other anxieties we have. I think it's just going to be too much this go around. I think people who got the shot and got the vaccine the first time were like happy and they're, but then when you come right behind them and say you need a booster, I think it's going to be a lot of pause.
Some of the people have been saying you're going to need an annual shot.
And, right.
You need it every year.
We're still trying to figure out what's in it, what's the reactions, what's the long-term reactions. You know, we don't know. So I just think, I understand they want to do everything to help people stay alive. And I understand they're saying that emergency rooms are getting like overloaded with teenagers.
With lots of vaccinated people.
They're saying that. A lot of vaccinated people. And of course, I told you my daughter got COVID after she got the shot. Mm-hmm. And the CDC called and they wanted to, look after
tracking,
her.
Are they tracking her or they were?
They were tracking her and then they stopped after, her quarantine period ended. But they still track me. I still got
because of the heart situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still got a call.
And so, you don't have any complications so far?
No, I do. I have these sporadic things that have been happening to my body, which I'm just like, I don't know. Like I'm getting rashes that I never got before. And I definitely, we still do the, it went from every week to once a month to every 3 months. So now I'm on the every 3 months.
And for the cardiologist, you mean?
For the vaccine checkup.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's V-Safe, and V-Safe will contact you through your phone and you put in your symptoms. But I literally, I'm developing all these ailments that I don't know, it could be my age.
What else are you developing in addition to rashes?
Joint pains. I am getting like real bad joint pains everywhere, like in my fingers and my shoulders and my hips. And I'm doing everything. I'm detoxing. I'm definitely detoxing because I don't know if it is, but I don't know if it isn't. But I'm trying to get whatever it is out of me because it's just flaring up really bad.
Oh, wow. And I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, my God. And my chest last week broke out with these burning hives to the point I thought it was a product that my granddaughter might have had in her hair, but no, because when she wasn't here, more came that had nothing to do with her.
Primarily rashes and joint pain. That's mm-hmm. it.
And I had headaches right after, lots of really bad headaches
that you didn't have before.
I had headaches and I had migraines, but these were different. These were coming in with a force that the other ones just didn't have. Like I had been checked out before with the headaches and I had, MRIs done for headaches just to make sure everything wasn't. And 9 times out of 10, it was always my glasses. I needed stronger vision glasses. But this, I had went and got stronger vision glasses and still it was blinding, ears ringing. I mean, it was just
so
metallic in my mouth all the time.
What in your mouth?
Like a metallic taste, almost like
a metallic taste. Yeah. So the other people in your house are vaccinated. Does anybody else say that they're having
additional symptoms? No, my daughter thought that, you know, her not having her cycle could have been it, but she said that the doctor told her that wasn't it. It was probably just a cyst.
Was it only 1 month or just was a long time?
It was, she hadn't got her cycle before she got the shot. So
okay.
They didn't know. They said that it definitely wasn't from that. So she thought it was that for a little while, but then she started saying that you know, she felt different. My youngest daughter started saying she had some weird things going on too. They just said weird things. They didn't point out one thing.
And I remember right after you guys got the shot, you told me, well, you know, everybody in our house is kind of sick these days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not what we wanted. I mean, you know,
we all went through a very bad phase where everybody was sick around. I mean, it was abnormal sick. You know what I mean? It was.
You mean like flu symptoms type sick or some flu other symptoms, sick?
Feeling like flu / allergy symptoms. It was weird. I think my husband was a little nervous at first. My kids was a little nervous at first. I wasn't ever nervous. I just was concerned. Like, come on now. Don't tell me I didn't did something that then jacked my life up trying to save my life, because I know it can happen, you know? So yeah, I was just concerned. Yeah,
that can happen. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned, but we just have to monitor it.
The booster is causing so much pause because I don't know if I want the booster. I don't know. I don't think I do. As of today, if you would ask me today, that's what I mean. So if you ask me today, do I need the booster? Do I want the booster? I would say, I don't know if I need it, but I don't want it. If you ask me right
now. So your point is that even putting aside the unvaxxers who don't even want the vaccine, now they're bringing something that the vaxxers may not want because it's just too much.
It's too much. And we know, and I know people are sick of people saying, I don't know. Cause you're like, oh, you put soda in your mouth, but you put, you know, steak in your mouth.
I don't think that's a good argument. I do.
You know, but you heard people say that, right?
Yeah, I've heard people say, you eat cereal with all those chemicals.
You had unprotected sex and now you're worried about this. Like, I know, I get it, people. But what I'm saying to you is I don't understand if I am going to live out this healthy, long life, I don't understand me jacking it up with this, you know?
And let me ask you this. What do you think about the fact that now they're coming back with all these, you must wear a mask, you must social distance, not only for people who are not vaccinated, because at first they were like, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to do that. Now they're like, oh, everybody needs to do it all over again. We're right back pretty much where we started, thanks to this so-called variant. And I'm pretty sure that once the summer's over, they're going to go right back to the lockdown.
I'm 100% sure. People can say whatever they want. And I have a lot of friends that, you know, are financially well off, and they're like, no, we're hearing that, you know, that's never going to happen again. And I'm just like, y'all, I don't even see what y'all don't see, because I see it, because
the writing is right on the wall. It's big, right on the wall. Big and clear.
Right on the wall. Like, literally, we got a letter from our job that said it's a choice if you want to wear a mask or not. Because first they said it was mandatory, and then they called in and they said, you know, what's going on? Do they have? I had already said I wasn't mad. I got the darn shot, so I didn't have to wear the darn mask. That mask was the end all be all for me. I know a lot of people love the mask. It makes them look cute and, you know, mysterious, and
it helps with their psychological fear. Because it really doesn't stop anything. It's just a psychological.
But for me, my claustrophobia just goes through the roof with that thing on my face. Now, I understand if I'm in a room full of people that's sick and I need to wear it, I would wear it anyway.
Yeah,
that's, you know, if I was in the emergency room, there was no such thing of COVID. And they said, you know, people have the flu here. Do you mind wearing it? I would not mind. But to have that thing on at work all day long, going shopping through the malls, I just don't want to do it. I got the shot, so I don't have to do it.
But do you know that in Prince George's County, they mandated masks again for everybody when indoors? The last time I was at Wegmans in Anne Arundel County, which was just a few days ago, 97% of the people had a mask on. You know, of course I didn't. And I looked around and saw just a very few random people without one. But now everybody's, they're wearing it outside on the sidewalk again. I mean, like, I don't know. It's like you were a slave, they set you free, and now you just insist on doing slave things. But now the counties are coming back, and I'm wondering if Governor Hogan is once again going to say...
He is, and I know he is, because someone came on to my job and told me that I believe it was PG County in another county where it's mandatory to wear the mask.
Indoors. PG is for sure mandatory. I don't
and
know.
They're starting to close down certain restaurants and only make them like delivery again. And
oh God, we got to do all that. I am not on board.
I'm not on board either. And I
let's take a short sponsor break. Now back to the current episode.
I just literally felt like we got our life back. Our restaurant, which we frequent and love, they're like, you can do our wine tastings again without making a schedule. You can walk in without, you know, reservations again. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a problem for me. And I just don't want to go back to all of that. You got to have people dropping your food at the door and running away. And it just was so much. And even though I didn't get vaccinated, enough people have that. Why are we doing that? See, in the summer, it's too hot. And everybody knows you can't really pretend that a virus is rapidly spreading in this kind of heat. But
why do we have to wear the mask in the restaurant? Why do we have to wear the mask when we sit down at the restaurant or go to the bathroom? But while we eating, we don't need it on? Can make it make sense.
And I'm going to tell you, I went to a building today and it was a young man and his daughter, and she came out the elevator with him and was like, hey, you know how little, I mean like a toddler, hey, to everybody. She didn't have a mask on. He had a mask
really?
On. Because you know, really? If you're two and under, you don't wear a mask. But that's
my thing is immune system. How does that make sense? They claim that that's all in the hospital is younger kids now. They said it's happening to all the younger kids.
You mean
now.
Like two and below? Because that's what I'm talking about.
Two and older. So it's between like 2 and 21 that are in the hospital.
Can you explain to me why it is that a virus that allegedly is so contagious doesn't affect anybody under the age of two? They never wear masks. Why does that not, and their immune systems are very new and not highly developed. I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
That's what they tell us. That's what they told us for hundreds of years, that the newborn babies' immune systems aren't, you know, strong enough. So keep them in or keep them. But my thing is this, maybe that's something that we were also taught wrong. Maybe that's why they're trying to hurt these kids. Maybe that's why they're trying to take their DNA from birth and their and stem cells from birth, because they
especially
know
the pandemic kids. Have you been hearing about that? The pandemic kids holding their heads up on day one and doing all kinds of things. I was always taught that the reason they're the younger children's, the newborns and so on, their immune system wasn't so strong is because they had not yet been exposed to any of the pollutants and all the things that we experienced.
The more they're
probably lying though. I didn't think
that's what I'm trying to say.
They lie about everything.
They lie about everything. So my thing is if they told you that your brand new baby is the strongest element that ever, because it is a genetic makeup of everything and component you're made up of, all the germs, all the healthy fighting virus,
it all came through your body, through that umbilical cord. You are absolutely right.
Yes.
It all came to them.
And they've probably known for millions of years that the infants are stronger, their immune system are stronger than anybody.
And that by the time, and see, you know what, Tora, that's
do you remember
so right.
when they wanted to start taking the stem cells straight from your baby? They asked you, do you want to donate your stem cells from the baby's umbilical cord? Of course we all said no.
But they also gave us the option at one point of storing our own babies' skin cells. And you know, remember I was telling you that somebody, I think it was somebody that I watched was saying that they poison us all our lives in order to keep our lifespan shorter because it's harder to control people as we get wiser. And so they kind of cut it off right when our wisdom kicks in.
Yes.
Those babies probably are stronger because they're not getting chemtrails and all these dyes.
But we also,
chemicals in the water.
That baby wasn't raised in school or near schools at all. Your siblings were home. So if you had a pandemic baby and your 5-year-old was home or your 4-year-old's home, they don't have anybody telling them that they got to stop doing something. That's a 24-hour learning lesson. You know, you're 24 hours with your mom now. You're 24 hours in the house with adults now. So, I mean, I personally have witnessed it with FOI, Fruits of Islam kids, who don't ever see a standard school.
They're more advanced. But just, like RZA Islam didn't go to those schools. Okay,
He's another brilliant mind.
Yeah, he really is. That's our time for that topic. We can come back to it next week because the COVID thing is just going to keep going on. But our next topic or our last topic for today is how do we regain knowledge of our history, given that we now realize that what we just said, the things they've taught us are not true. And then that's particularly true for us as Black people. They really have done a whitewashing of history. So how do we get our knowledge back?
And that is something that I want to know, because the more jewels that are being uncovered, I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know if the Catholic Church is leaking them because they got new school people up in there now, and the old men are died off, so the new school is sneaking this stuff out. I don't know how this knowledge is becoming so prevalent on social media, but it is. Like every day, if you talk near your phone, and you know I'm a firm believer in that, because we had a conversation and I sent you, I was like, come on, Kim, look at this. How is this popping up on my phone? I never even had a conversation with you ever about this. Mm-hmm. So it pops up. So my thing is, when you ask for this knowledge now, it's appearing right in front of you. You know, we all knew certain things that were just gifted to us, that were stronger in certain things. We saw like our kids could, you know, walk faster. We saw that our kids could run faster at a young age. We knew earlier, all kinds of stuff.
With
clear sentences. Mm. We knew all of this, but now the rest of the world is knowing it.
I didn't know it. I just thought that my kids were advanced, which is what I would expect of them. But over the recent year, I have learned that in general, all Black babies reach milestones more quickly than non-melanated, let's call them, babies. And so I was like, wow, I saw it, but I didn't know that it was the norm for Black babies.
Mm-hmm. It was the norm. And I saw it because I had been about 10 years old. And there was something on television where they were showing this Caucasian kid who knew all the presidents at 5 years old and knew all of this and knew all of that. I mean, he was just so, and I just kept thinking.
Well, that's memorization. So he had a good memory, because those things are memory.
And see, and that sparked for me, even at 10, I said, had my parents, because I could clearly, while everyone was looking at this brilliant kid, I'm looking at the parent. And I could see that the parents took the time, the energy, the patience to give him. He didn't just pick up. I mean, dude,
if he was just born with advanced knowledge of astronomy or something, but to learn the president, that's memory. So like when my kids were toddlers, like literal toddlers in the bathtub, I have phone letters and numbers that we stuck on the wall. So they all knew all the alphabets, all the numbers and stuff like that before one, because if you teach them, they'll learn.
And I did the same thing, but I did everything with my kids in music rap form. So even at one, they could spell their name fully out. They knew their phone numbers, because back then we had phone numbers.
Yeah.
They knew all of that.
And
they
address.
And I used to like rap to Victoria and Mia, you know, like MIA, you know, or VICTORIA, you know, I was like, if you can sing Barney at one, I love you, you love me, you can say your name. So,
and I had some rap CDs that I bought from somewhere. They did numbers counting by twos, by ones. They did the alphabet. They did a lot of stuff.
Antoine like bought that for our kids too. He bought the same thing, the rap CDs, and I'd play it in the car to and from everywhere we go. And that's when I knew. So of course Mia was talking at 5 months, and that was extraordinary for me, but it wasn't extraordinary in a whole, because I already knew, because I walked in the room, because it was just her and I was like underneath her, you know? And so I was always talking to her like she was a grown up. It was just her and I for 5 months. I would walk in, I'd be like, hey, boo boo, what you doing, boo boo? What we get? And so when she said to me, you know, no, boo boo, at 5 months, I was like, what did you say? Said no, boo boo. I said no, boo boo. Did you say no, boo boo? And then I just started screaming.
That's
I
called so that phenomenal.
I said no, boo boo. And so, of course, that was like her first, and then look was second. She used to always say, because I was always telling him to look at her, like, look what she's doing. So that was her next thing. So then after that, she started at 5 months, going on 6 months, saying full things like, I don't like that, you know, yucky. So I was like, oh my, and I would bring her around. People go, my daughter can talk. But then
did you film it? Because I would film some of theirs with that big camcorder.
It was back then. We had the 8mm.
I have the tapes. I still have the tapes too, but yeah.
We got to transfer it now onto something because the camcorder, I don't know who stole that or where that went, but that was the only thing that would,
it would play those tapes.
Anything.
Let's take a short sponsor break. Now back to the current episode.
Well, there was a guy who did, you know, dub them, but I don't even know where his business is anymore. But he was taking all the people 8mm and putting them on DVDs for them.
Oh, wow.
So I just got to find out where that business went to. But I have all of that. Like, I kept her on camcorder. I feel bad, but I did. Like, her whole life was pretty much filmed. And then I had Victoria. And I had her tested for autism like 10 times. Wow. Because she didn't start talking until she was like 9 months. And I thought for sure she was delayed. I was like, oh, you definitely, you know, something special about you.
Oh, wow.
You're definitely special needs because you need to be talking.
And then she started walking. She probably did some other things.
She was a phenomenal gymnast. At 9 months, she was swinging on the bars doing, I have pictures and videos of her being a phenomenal gymnast at 9 months. But then her, you know, her talking was fluent. Like she could say words, but she couldn't talk.
So but I found that my kids did things differently. My son acquired, he walked first. My daughter, I was so busy trying to get her to walk like he did at that age. And she said, ball. Yes. So I was like, okay, they're doing their thing. They're different. Each of them totally does their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Same body.
Ball. And I was like, woo. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, that's why I said, well, now that everything is showing our history, so they want to know, well, how could you build those pyramids? And how could we have, you know, knowledge to other planets and life forms? Well, when you are born with knowledge, when you come out of the womb of your mother and you are already told that you're the greatest and it's okay to be great, that's what built those pyramids.
And nobody's dumbing you down and chemicaling you up.
No.
And you're, because they have all kinds of powers that we have dormant in us that we don't know how to use, but they have all kinds of skills and powers that we need to remember.
I mean, you think about certain words like mental telepathy. You know, you think of something like that and think of that word. How would you even know to think of a word like that? Whoever created that word and you know the meaning of it, you had to have gotten it from somewhere.
Do you know what I have been told, and I think it's probably true, that most of the electronics that we utilize now are mimicking skills that we as melanated people originally had, including the computer, the cell phone, the airplane, all that stuff are things that we, like teleporting, all they bring it to us in the form of science fiction, but in reality, it is our history and our birthright. And I'm over here trying to figure out how do I activate it because I'm ready to do some of those.
Oh, listen, I went and had a conversation with my friend who wants to come on the show eventually. But we were talking about how scientists have, I wanted him to come on the show and talk about it, but forget it. We'll talk about it real quick. Scientists have saw that if a rat or a mouse was, the grandfather was DNA damaged, meaning like he was killed, or he was injured, you know, in a mouse trap or whatever, that DNA was passed down to his grandson. So his grandson will avoid mouse trap. We had this conversation. I go home, I go on TikTok, and boom, there's the video on my phone. So I send it to him. I said, this is why I told you I'm leaving our phones and any electronics in the car next time we talk, because this popped up on my phone. I said, you know, I'd never heard of that, but the conversation was, I told him that I tapped into my ancestors just recently. Oh, and he was like, what do you mean? And I said, something happened to somebody in my ancestry, which they triggered to me now. And he's like, what are you talking about? Because, you know, he kept asking me, what are you talking about? And then that's when he brought up the scenario, what he just saw. And what happened with me was I kept trying to figure out a relationship between my mother and my daughters and I, mm-hmm. which I don't have a strong relationship with my mother. My daughters, they revere her. They think she's awesome.
Really? And,
oh my God, they could eat her up. And especially my youngest one, but she doesn't know what she's done to me. And I've kept that.
Her to have her own relationship.
Right.
That's what real parents do. Those other kind of parents are running them. You don't know her. If only you knew. But real parents will say, I'll hold that in so you can go ahead and be great.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they swear for God that I'm just like the meanest person to my mother. So I had to try to say, what do they see? Because what I see is I'm the greatest to my mother. Like, being used and abused, and then she doesn't, when you know, I only get to see her when she's sick or not, you know, doing well, then I have to get
everything
right.
Good she gives to your siblings, but when she needs something, she calls you. I've seen that kind of
okay.
thing.
Okay, so that was passed down from one of my ancestors who told me, no matter how you treat your mother, your kids still see you. So even though you're saying to yourself, no woman, I'm not gonna let you take me down this rabbit hole. You know, your kids see only that. They don't see what she did to you. So for
my
you,
kids
checkmate her.
My kids see it. My kids see it and they will tell. My son called me and told me something today. My daughter seen it too. But I will say to you that the DNA thing, I think, is really real. All my life, people have commented on how I walk. It's a way, like you own the world or something. I don't think I probably do, but we all do.
Yay!
No. But my mother and her side, see, my father's side raised me. But my mother and her side of the family would always, she walks just, doesn't she walk? And they would name her. Mm-hmm. And then recently I said something to my mother and she said, you sound just like my grandmother. And that's the same woman they say I walk like. And I said, well, you know, my ancestors live in me.
That's right.
She is a witness, honey. That freaked her. Oh, God, that threw her for a loop. She could not wrap her mind around the idea. That's when she gets into, am I worshiping the ancestors? No, I'm revering them.
I worship my ancestors. I revere them. I know when they're close. I know when they're not far. And I need to remind them, you need to hurry up. Your sister over here getting kicked. I need your back. Like, I revere them. I love them. I connect with them.
I connect with them.
I call them. I call them to the point. I know that when they walk hard, when they running up to me, like, what do you want? I'd be like, no, you need to get your people. Because these people over here messing with me, and I'm going to need you to help me out. I can't do it alone. Like, I do a lot of things alone. I don't bother y'all all the time. But I need y'all to help me out with this one. And I see it. I feel it. I see it. And when the things go the way I'm hoping that they go for me because I'm tired or sick and tired, I'd be like, I know it was them. I know they was like, all right, I got it.
That's what my angel said. Walk in the room with all of your ancestors behind you. You are not coming alone.
And I feel like other people who not tapped in, but I feel like other people know when you're surrounded by your ancestors. I feel that. I feel like they look at you like, what is up with her? I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And I feel like that's what it is.
I think that's valid.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. I feel like when you take on things that you are just like not qualified for, but mm-hmm. your ancestors are like, you don't even know that you beyond qualified. Mm-hmm. Like I am, like, you don't know. Like no one's gonna tell us. Who's gonna tell us that?
Nobody.
Who told us?
Nobody. Sometimes we just have to be like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but apparently this is what I'm here for. So let's get to it, you know? Listen, do it.
Both of my daughters were in my room crying, Mommy, we're not gonna be able to go back to school. I said, let me tell you something. When you talk to me, you don't ever say things like that. I've never talked like that to you. I don't know who is putting that in your brain. I said, but in my room, in my house, you say, I'm going. And you say it just like you're doing it. You don't say, your universe don't know the difference between what you're saying and what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Where they at? Both of them in college. And I had to tell them that. I'm mm-hmm. like, you don't ever mess with my people like that. If you're going to do something, you're going to do it. And you just say it. I don't
because
have to.
Your words create your life. It is really true. Your word, I say stuff to your words.
But you
your
would
life.
Think that they will call me and sit around thinking like, that crazy woman told me 2 months ago that don't worry about nothing. It's going to happen. You're going to be in school. You're going to have your apartment. You're going to have your, you're going to be in register for your class. Everything. You think that? No, they still
they
think.
They don't acknowledge it?
No, because they think whatever mission they had to take to get there is all that got them there. They don't know to just their
not understanding just that even the option of having that mission was created. Everybody didn't have that option of doing that mission. You know what I mean?
They were never connected to. And it's because I know it's because it's me alone fighting that battle. You know what I'm saying?
I think they eventually will. My children do because I probably have been talking it for so long. You know, but I think that your children will too. If not, it is not always when we think they should, but eventually they will see that you are very different from the other people they're around and that their lives are very different from the other kids they're around as a result. Oh, my mom, they'll get it. I wonder when, but they will.
Yeah, I would love to wonder when with them too, but I'm telling you, I just look and I say, they don't even know the gift they have. They just don't even know. They could, if they started now with the gift that I learned later on in life, life would be so much better for them. But, you know.
We do what we can, right?
We do what we can.
And we thank you all for joining us.
And as always, thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. Please log in on our podcast. We want you to give our comments. We want you to like, subscribe. We want you to come back and join us because we have so many great topics we want to talk to you about.
Have a good night. We'll see you next time.